keep going out and battling like this.
I promise you, bro.
It's the top and we ain't stopping.
Three in a row for the good guys. The playoff push is on.
This builds character. That's one of those things, you know, all we got to do is say we've done this before. We've been in this spot. You know, it's good to have a reference when you get deep in the season.
The defense does it again.
The best defense in the NFL.
Tonight's guest had the biggest play.
And it ripped away. A.J. Boyer with the pick.
I just look at it like you're trying to take food out of my daughter's mouth.
Everbank was electric and Josh was sliding.
Very quickly falling in love with this team in the city.
The Jags version of the Lambeau Leap keeps this team hot, heading to the cold in Cleveland.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Pick up some bologna and cheese. I'm going to go out the back way, go home, pet my dogs because we won. All right? And then I'm just going to...
I think we were all tired after that one at the bank on Sunday. That's how Doug Marrone celebrates a win, I guess, at Everbank Field. What a wild and crazy game. A little bologna and cheese and pet the dogs. Don't forget to pet the dogs. How about the kids here at Mellow Mushroom? Big crowd in Avondale for this one, and why not? We've got Jaguars fever in Jacksonville. 6-3 Jacksonville Jaguars coming off another big win. 20-17 in overtime against the L.A. Chargers. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. This is Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Morneau. This is Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, A.J. Boye. Join us in just a moment. But, wow, take a breath, right? What a game.
It probably took me about an hour to decompress after that one. Certainly an exciting game, and defensively, a marvelous game for this defense to be able to generate two turnovers in a game against Phillip Rivers and to flip the script on which Phillip Rivers has been riding his own way for a number of games. I mean, that's the way you want to do it. I mean, a great job by the defense and special teams once again.
Simply put, this is a game the Jags probably wouldn't have won the last few years, the last 10 years it feels like, but they got it done and they're now 6-3. Check out some of the notes for Monday because people are keeping an eye on some of these storylines and they are important. Of course, Matt Overton, the snapper, injured, and what a job Tyler Shatley did in his as a replacement. And Overton probably missed this game. Could be a long-term injury. They'll work some snappers out this week. Alan Hearns, what a heads-up play Jeff he made.
Gutsy play. Just having the awareness that it would have been a 10-second runoff if they had to call a timeout on the field. And also, Jadon Mickens, being aware. He runs right out on the field to take his place for the next play, and they convert a third down, which was critical.
Hearns is likely out for this week's game. That means Dede Westbrook could be in. And Leonard Fournette, not 100%. We have to keep an eye on number 27 all week long. Let's keep an eye on these guys right now as we welcome in Calais Campbell and A.J. Boye to the Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Hey, you can hear it. You can feel it. Are you starting to feel it in the city, this Jaguars fever?
Oh, yeah. The energy is live. I mean, that stadium was rocking. That was a big reason why we won.
Have you guys ever been a part of a game like that?
You play long enough, you'll experience a couple, but that game is rare. You know, it just didn't happen like that too often. I mean, everything went against us. Nothing went our way at all the whole game, but we found a way to win it, and that's huge.
And, A.J., from talking to Jalen Ramsey after the game, he said that by the end of the week, he was tired of Doug Marrone talking about Phillip Rivers.
I think everybody was. I know I was. You know, he's a great quarterback, but he's a trash talker, and all you heard about was what he's done, what, the last 6 years he's played against us, so we just wanted to make a statement against one of those quarterbacks.
Well, if you're a dominating defense, if you think you're the best defense in the NFL, which this team does, you've got to win games on defense sometimes. Calais, those were a couple of big plays down the stretch of that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Malik Jackson forcing that fumble at the end of the game, you know, picking it up and taking it to the house with the awareness. You know, it got called back, but there still was a huge play, a turnover to put us in position to win. And then, having to get the three and out with three timeouts left to get offense one more chance, you know, it just kept coming up big. And then, I mean, boy, I mean, you can't say enough about that play. That play was incredible.
He was testing you now. He was testing you.
Yeah, I had that mentality going in. Being in Houston last year, I played against him, and after the game, I was pissed. I was looking for the next opportunity to play against him, and I seen him on the schedule early, and I knew he was going to try me, especially after Jalen was making plays, and I'm just glad I capitalized the way I did. So I know that pissed him off.
We're not done talking about that play just yet. Let's go to our Baptist Health game-changing moments right now. Let's begin with number 3, and the fake punt works with Corey Grant, Jeff.
Holy cow, bold call, 4th and 7. You know, but you got the perfect look. We're going to look at this at the Baptist Health film room. And this was a huge play, and you guys both know when you're playing the Chargers, you guys play great defense. They had been playing great defense. Points were at a premium. And getting a play like this, Corey Grant, holy cow, breaking the tackle to get the first down and then take it to the house. What a great play by him.
That was incredible. I mean, running back, you know, playing, you know, the special teams is huge for you because you can do stuff like that. You know, he's there consistently. You don't have to put him in to do a fake. And, I mean, every time we call a fake, man, he's licking his chops. He can't wait.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number two. And a helmet on the ball, Jeff. Malik Jackson got it done, and Tayshaun Gibson picked it up.
Well, it was kind of surprising, A.J., that the Chargers had the rookie in the game at this point, but he'd been pretty good for him. And, boy, Malik makes great contact, and Tayshaun picks it up. It was reviewed, but, you know, watching the TV replay, AJ, I don't see anything conclusive that should have overturned that.
Yeah, he already had contact with him before he even touched the ball. But first off, that hit that Malik made, as soon as I saw it come out, I wanted to get it too. I wanted to score, but Gip got it. And I think it should have been hell. At the end of the day, the result was still the same. We got the win. But, you know, that just shows how relentless we are as a D. We give up plays, but shows you all the playmakers we have from Calais to Yannick. I could go on for about 5 minutes about everybody, but that just shows, you know, the mentality that we have to change the game.
It is just about everybody on that defense, including this guy. Baptist Health game-changing moment number one, and you know what it is. A.J. Boye with the play down the sideline.
A.J., I've been watching your film all year long. Take us through this play and what you were expecting this play to be on you.
We talked about it earlier because I believe Tayshaun Gibson and Jalen, they wanted to lock it, which means just stay on the route. And me and him talked about switching it. So I think that was when Benjamin dropped in the second quarter. So they came back to it, and I seen Rivers seeing me and Barry talking. So I was supposed to take Gates, but I wanted to bait him and make a play. Hopefully I don't get a minus on the play for it, but I'm just glad he threw it up because I knew I was going to get it. My ball skills were better, so.
Well, and the reason I asked him to take us through that play, because Calais, watching film on him all year long, he anticipates routes like no other, and there's only one way that you anticipate routes, where you're running the route for the offense. He's a film study guy.
Oh, yeah. He studies more film than anybody. I mean, our secondary as a whole, I think it's underrated for how smart they are. They run the routes for the receivers, and that's why they're so good. I mean, it's not like you just wake up and you're out of bed and you're a great player. No, you put the work in, and he's that guy.
Another sign of a great defense, overcoming some adversity. And that's exactly what happened in these last couple of minutes. Blake Bortles really played a nice football game, but then he had two really bad decisions, Jeff.
Well, they weren't pretty. You know, and defensively, you know, you respond to it, you cause the fumble, then all of a sudden you go back out there again. And what I thought was exceptional, after the second interception that he throws, it would probably be easy to kind of say, we lost. But you guys as a whole, as a defense, responded with a three and out. You had three timeouts left at that point, and you gave the ball back to the offense with 58 seconds to go. You want to talk about making a statement. That's a statement.
We believe we can win any game. You know, we study and we put ourselves in situations. We practice for it. And when we go out there, we just kind of execute, you know, and we believe. Nobody lost hope. You know, we just kept fighting until there was zeros on the clock.
Always good to have those three timeouts. You know you have a chance if you get the three timeouts, right?
Yeah, most definitely. We ran out on the field, and Telvin, you know how loud he is. The first thing he was saying was, hey, we got three timeouts left. We're going to stop them. And we saw they had put Gordon in, and you know, our run defense, everybody want to talk about it, but they've been lights out ever since I promised the D-line a dinner. I still owe them that. But
you like to
hey, there are some expensive places in town. Now be careful.
I know. I got a daughter to take care of. Man, don't make me come.
The defense, the design of it, you know, for a lot of people that don't know, you're playing base defense in that situation trying to get the ball back. But you got a beef package, okay? And that beef pack is you, Malik, Avery, and Marcel Darius. I think I totaled up today. I think it's about 1,250 pounds of men.
Yeah, you can't move us. No, that's a big group, you know, and it's been working for us the last couple of weeks. And hopefully it goes all the way to the playoffs and beyond.
Hey, we don't talk about the kickers, the long snappers, the punters, the holders very much. Those are a critical part of this football game. I mean, how much do you tip your cap to those guys to be able to come in? Tyler Shatley to snap the ball, Nortman to handle some of those punts, and obviously Lambeau's becoming a fan favorite quickly around here.
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, NFL is always about the next man up. Somebody comes down, but especially when you have a long snapper who goes down, that's what he specializes in. You have somebody else coming in and just coming up clutch. It just shows that the practice that they had, the extra work they put in on themselves, and then with Lambeau, just very excited for him. You know, we picked him up late, and he's just done nothing but been lights out for us.
Isn't this tape like a coach's dream? Because there's a lot to correct, including some penalties that are probably a little bit silly, right, at times, Calais. You're a leader in that locker room. I'm sure you guys will have conversations about that this week.
Without a doubt. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We have to put ourselves in position to make plays and win. And so the penalties have to be cleaned up. But, you know, it says a lot about who we are to find a way to win that game with everything that went against us.
And there were a couple penalties, and, AJ, there could have been a couple more. you know, I'm not going to get into details, but there could have been more than just those two that were called.
Right. I feel as a unit, we've done a good job all season. I think that just shows you how emotional this game was for us and the mentality we had coming in. We're going to learn from it come Wednesday. Coach already talked about it. But come later in, when you got to win the games in December, even in the playoffs, which is going to be the plan, we can't make those mistakes.
Hey, the Jags are in first place in the AFC South. 6-3. AJ Boye, Calais Campbell. You don't want to miss what we have coming next. Plus, Jeff goes to the film room. That's next here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Hey, welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom. What a crowd we have. They're even outside here in Avondale for Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Hey, Publix locations at the St. John's Town Center and Reedy Branch tomorrow from 5 to 6. And Jags players will be there to bag your groceries on behalf of Tide Pods. So get there for that event tomorrow. Some community events for this Jacksonville Jaguars football team. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access at Mellow Mushroom. Brent Martineau along with Calais Campbell right now. Calais, we're going to do a little something different right now. You have a jersey, right?
Yes, I do.
I think we need to go find a fan. A fan that comes to the show every single week and give that jersey to him. Let's do it.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Walk with us. All right? So we're going to go over here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. These guys come to the show all the time, so we want to reward them with a little Calais Campbell jersey. What we have over here is Moose.
Oh, man,
they call
Moose.
Him Moose.
I want to present you with this jersey. Thank you for coming every week, being a loyal fan. Yeah, looks good on you.
Moose, along with his mom, Susan. Roberto over here as well. But you know what? Hey, Calais, you signed that, didn't you?
I did. That's signed for
that's
me.
That's awfully nice of you to do that. But, hey, you're a big football fan, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, to a big football fan, you know what else we want to do? We want to send you to the Super Bowl in 2018 in Minneapolis. How about that?
That's great. Thank you.
Well, there you go, buddy. Nice job, Moose.
I'm going to personally make sure you get there.
Hey, I'm not sure if you heard with all the cheering, but those are tickets to the game. And Calais Campbell just said he's going to help you get there.
Make sure you get there.
Mom, I have to ask you, have you ever been to a Super Bowl before?
Never.
There's a first time for everything.
What does it mean to go to a Super Bowl?
That means that Jacksonville win.
That's right. Jaguars are going to go to the Super Bowl as well. Moose, you're going to the Super Bowl, Calais Campbell jersey. Mom, have a blast. Thanks for coming to the show every week. We appreciate you being a Jags fan. Had a baby. Hey, Jeff,
thanks,
how cool is that? Let's go over to the film room, bud.
Hey, Brent, I love Moose's attitude. Jaguars going to the Super Bowl. That would be awesome. Yesterday's game on special teams, there was one big play, and you have to have a lot of hard work and preparation that goes into it. Special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis burned up the film to make this play happen. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room and take a look at it. First of all, a very gutsy call on 4th and 7, but let's start with the gunners at the top. They're going to outside release to take their guys out of the play. So in reality, you have to worry about blocking the 6 punt return guys in the core of the area. Now let's start on the right side of the punt protection. Tight end James O'Shaughnessy, linebacker Donald Payne, they're going to outside release to bring their guys to the outside. But the key block in all of this is the guy that's lined up over the top of Laurenti McCray. Laurenti McCray is going to draw him up the field because from the left side, the wingman, Paul Posluszny, is going to trap block him. And the key here is the trap block and the block of long snapper Matt Overton, because that's where the ball is designed to go. But Paul Posluszny doesn't get just one block. Paul Posluszny gets two blocks. Matt Overton, guess what? One block on 49, up to the second level, 44. And from here on out, it's Corey Grant, because Chris McCain right here, being blocked by Blair Brown, kind of sniffs it out and falls to the inside. He's got plenty of time to make the play on a fourth and seven. But Corey Grant is able to run through that tackle. And then after that, it's Corey Grant's return ability all the way to the touchdown.
The crazy thing, Brent, is they could have run it again. They gave them the same look. They didn't adjust later in the ball game. And I'm sure we're going to see that at some point again in the future, Brent.
Awesome stuff in the film room, Jeff. And how about Moose, man, wearing that number 3 jersey going to the Super Bowl because of Calais Campbell. We'll be right back here on Jaguars All Access. Calais and AJ coming up next.
Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Oh, we are feeling good here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Moose is going to the Super Bowl. The Jags are on a winning streak. Hey, maybe they'll go to a Super Bowl. Who knows? Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. This is a fun show.
It's a great show, and here's the best part. We get to kind of witness the symbiotic relationship between defensive linemen and defensive backs. Calais, the floor is all yours.
Thank you. I love what I do here, man. This is fun, man. We hang out with the DBs, man, the one of the greatest players in all the NFL, AJ Boyer. So we took it to social media to ask you a couple questions. You know, the first one's from Jaguar Mal 5. He said, what's your favorite pizza is?
My favorite pizza, I'll probably go with, I've been to CC's Pizza. They had like this extra cheese with mac and cheese on top of it. I could probably eat like a whole pizza. That's how good it
that
is.
That sounds like a D-line meal right there.
Helps me gain weight, man. You know, I'm small.
You're too light for that one. This next question is from SmackT74. What advice would you give a kid trying to make it in a sport and become a professional?
Always dream big. Never give up. Don't let nobody shoot your dreams down. You can do anything you put your mind to and always have faith.
Hey, that's real advice right there, man. Take that to heart. All right, this last one is important. The most important question from Anna D. Johnson. Who is the best undefeated college football team? Now, be honest. Be honest now. Who's the best?
Man, I'm probably going to say it's, you know, the U. CF. UCF.
Oh, you caught me wrong with that. I got excited for a second.
I'm going with UCF, man. You are.
So you're going with your heart instead of your mind. I understand.
No, I'm just going with, we putting up 60 points. We putting up, we blowing out teams by 30.
Okay.
Y'all look all right, though.
Hey, yeah. I'm very impressed when I watch your games, you know, but the best school in all of the nation, and definitely in Florida, is all about the U, baby.
Nah.
Hey, back.
UCF and Miami getting a lot of love lately. Hey, dress warm in Cleveland, guys. It's going to be cold. In fact, it might even snow. That story next.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Oh, yeah, eating some pizza, talking about the Jaguars. Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Come visit us every Monday night. Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Calais Campbell, AJ Boye with us. But first, let's check out our G-Series headlines for the week. And, well, It's going to be a little chilly in Cleveland, Jeff.
That's all right. Hey, you can dress for it. It's cold for them, too. I mean, they just got done playing an indoor game against the Detroit Lions.
I'll be in the press box, so it'll be absolutely fine. Browns are winless so far, so watch out. Could be a trap game. Yeah, you never like those. And scoreboard watching time, because Pittsburgh plays Tennessee. Root for the Steelers on Thursday night. It'll help the Jacksonville Jaguars. So welcome back here with Calais Campbell, A.J. Boye. A couple minutes left. I got to take you back to a play. On your interception, you did a little bit of this right after you picked it off. I think that was because Trey Boston had done it earlier. Am I right?
Yeah, but at the same time, I did it because I figured they was going to think I was about to run out of bounds. So I just look at it as an advantage. You know, they was going to stop running, and then I was going to take off the other way, and then luckily somebody cut me off.
How do you think of all that while you're picking a ball off?
I just
coming up,
you already know. I was thinking about it before the drive. I just kept telling Jalen, I was like, yo, I'm going to make a play. One of us going to make a play.
And a big play, and I can't believe he let the quarterback tackle him.
It was about three guys there, so we'll let him slide on out.
By the way, Philip Rivers in concussion protocol, maybe because of that hit. Jags get it done 20-17. Thanks for joining us for Mellow Mushroom and Avondale. We'll see you from Cleveland on CBS 47 Sunday. How about it for Moose?